details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It varies by market. In St. Louis, we're seeing an average about $840 across all games at home, and that includes a Game 7 as well as a Game 1 and a Game 2, so prices, you know, pretty different by game. Prices at Arlington are significantly higher. They're averaging about $920 for the series, as opposed to the Cardinals average that we just talked about. And I think that's because the Rangers are going for their first World Series. This is the 11th for potentially the 11 and 11 for the Cardinals. And a little bit lower in St. Louis, but I think overall everyone's really excited for some great fall baseball.
There's Jesse Lawrence from TeagueIQ.com talking about what you'll be paying if you want to attend one of the World Series games between the Cardinals and the Rangers. And let's listen now to Ken Rosenthal, who is talking to Texas Ranger star Michael Young. All right, so we don't have that cut. Number 10 on this week's countdown is the World Series and baseball and sports talk radio. Doug Steffen here overviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 21st of October, reviewing the top 10. That would be from 10 to number 1, counting them down. There are those who like to count up. I'm happy to go in either direction as long as we get all the information in here. Talkers Magazine, along with the producers of the countdown, determine what the list is by surveying, listening to, monitoring talk radio programs all across the country in determining this list. So we move to number 9 this week, the president's decision to send more U.S. troops into another area, and that would be into Uganda. Here's host Jim Scott with his favorite military analyst, Colonel Dean Smittle. They explain what's going on in Uganda.
Well, just as we hear that looks like most of the troops, maybe about 100 or so, are going to be left in Iraq at the end of the year unless they change things, now we've got about 100 U.S. Special Forces going to Africa. And this time they're going to bring guns, even though they just use them to defend themselves. What's this all about?
Well, I think it's a humanitarian mission by a move by President Obama. And, of course, those special operations guys, just a small unit, they can go in and help the train the locals to fight the bad guys over there. And the bad guys are called the Lord's Resistance Army. And that's headed up by a guy called Joseph Corey. He's the LRA leader. He's a self-styled prophet who mixes Christian mysticism with politics. And he's thought to have as many as 60 wives. This guy's got a real problem with that.
Now, but this particular group, the Lord's Resistance Army, they've been around for, well over 20 years, and they have absolutely killed thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, they have, and they've displaced as many as 300,000 people, and it's estimated it ranges from 20,000 or more children, or twice that number, maybe have been forced to fight as soldiers for the LRA, Jim.
What is their goal?
Well, their goal is to actually disrupt and take over the governments in that area. That's known the Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sudan.
Boy, oh boy.
And of course, we've had special forces over there in the Mogadishu and that Black Hawk down there since back in 1993.
So it's been a long time since they've had forces there.
That's right. Long time, of course, in that particular end. So they drug the killed Army Rangers through the streets of Mogadishu, and we pulled out of there. But now we're back in. It's a humanitarian mission, Jim.
Senator John McCain has warned. He said it's a slippery slope there.
That's right, and you have to be consider that. That's another U.S. footprint in that area. Of course, we have 1,500 special forces down in the southern part of Africa. That may be a part of that contingent. They probably got shifted up from that assignment to Uganda.
I think I heard that this was basically approved back in the Bush administration, but nothing has been done since then. Why now?
Well, because they're helping, Uganda's helping us fight the terrorists, Islamic terrorists who are trying to build a base in that area. And that's the main issue, along with humanitarian goal to help the Ugandans fight the bad guys.
All right, so there's Colonel Dean Smittle. Most of the information he comes up with you can read in any newspaper, but always sounds nice to have some authority. People who are listening to folks on the radio love authority for whatever the reason. So that's number 9. Number 8 this week on the countdown, the trial of Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's doctor. Here's host Peter Tilden with True TV's Beth Karras about significant testimony this week as the prosecution wraps up its case against Dr. Murray.
I got to be honest with you. I was starting to get bored of the Conrad Murray trial because it was chugging along, and I made my mind up early on that if you're my doctor, you don't give me propofol. You put me in a clinic, a sleep clinic. You do everything else but give me drugs you shouldn't give in the home, okay? And then this guy comes on who is apparently not the king of propofol, but the prince ascendant of propofol, and who said, well, here's what he said, actually.
I am asked every day I'm in the operating room. I tell patients what I'm going to do, and I am asked the question, are you going to give me the drug that killed Michael Jackson? I get that question daily. This is a fear that patients do not need to have. Propofol is an outstanding drug.
And he also said Murray should have not administered it. Murray should have not attempted to treat insomnia. Murray failed to keep any kind of records. Murray should not have left the room. Murray incompetently administered CPR. And that he waited to call 911. I mean, a list that would say to me, take this guy away in handcuffs. Now I'm interested because I want to see what can the defense do to counteract that.
I don't know the answer to that. Their expert, whose name is Paul White, who is supposedly the father of propofol, is in the courtroom and listening to all of this. And this is pretty unshakable testimony. It's hard to say that he listed 17 things. You gave a good summary of it. There were 17 things that he said were egregious violations, some unethical. I mean, he was just, his indignation, his outrage just resonated throughout that courtroom. Jurors were taking notes and then at one point just sort of put their pens down and were just fixated on this guy. Everyone was just sort of hanging on his every word as he said that even if your patient demands a drug, you don't say yes. That's what an employee says. The housekeeper will say yes to the employer, to whatever needs to be cleaned. A doctor doesn't say yes to whatever the patient wants when the doctor knows it is dangerous and shouldn't be given under those conditions and shouldn't be given for insomnia. I mean, it was hard not to agree with you. You know, you just want to put the cuffs on him because
yes, again,
it's so unassailable. So I really don't know what Paul White is going to do.
Again,
he'll get up on the stand and say something against the doctor, though.
They're presenting the $150,000 makes you do whatever the guy needs you to do because you're his employee.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the Countdown. Comments on any of the items on the top 10 list, you're welcome to join us that way or anyway to stay in touch. This is for the people who really love to follow the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the people that folks are talking about. It's 14 past the hour on the Countdown. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC. When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The charts for the week of October 17th through the 21st, that's what we're going over here. Number 7 on the countdown this week is the President's Jobs Bill. Here's Greta Van Susteren talking to Byron York from the Washington Examiner.
So, snarky, am I wrong, or are they being a touch snarky?
Just a little bit. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. It was a little jab by the president at Republicans saying, you know, I wanted to pass my bill in one big piece, but apparently it was just too complicated for them to understand, so we'll cut it into little bitty pieces and they can pass it. The problem is, the reason he couldn't get it passed was that he didn't have as much Democratic support as he wanted. There were Democrats in the Senate who would join Republicans in opposing the bill.
Well, that's where it gets snarky, though, and less truthful. Do you know what I mean? That's the whole point. I mean, he wasn't saying, I can't get the support because I have, you know, because for whatever reason, you know, he's being snarky.
Yeah, he didn't come out and say, I can't get Harry Reid to do what I want. The problem here is that Harry Reid is kind of taking things into his own hands. Remember, there was a point in the fight over the debt ceiling where Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell kind of said to the White House, okay, guys, you get out of this, we'll take care of it. Now, Harry Reid has done the same thing with this jobs bill, saying, I know you'd like it passed in one piece, Mr. President. We're going to cut it up in pieces. We're going to change the way we fund it. We're going to make these changes, and then we'll get it done. So they're really in charge here.
Okay. Number 6 on the countdown, the activity in the markets this week. Our business host Barry Armstrong with Dom Chu from Bloomberg TV about some of the earnings report that came out this week.
We have had a significant number of companies reporting earnings this week. It looked like AT&T missed their estimate. They hit their earnings, but they missed their revenue. Am I reading that right?
Right, and that's what you're kind of seeing, that as this earnings season starts to play out, what you're starting to kind of find is just like in many other earnings season, this idea that people are looking for just something beyond just the earnings number. Now, we have had 89 companies report so far. 67% have actually positively surprised, beaten their earnings expectations. So you're batting pretty well right now. This is a nice start to the earnings season. But as investors start to key a little bit more on whether or not those sales growth figures are there, that's where you're going to kind of start to see a little bit of more, I guess, maybe skepticism. People want to see sales growing right now. They understand that in a tough economy, it's going to be difficult. But earnings growth sometimes isn't enough. If you look at what happened even with eBay, right? Mm-hmm. eBay, a huge online auction place company, one of the tech bellwethers out there. eBay came in line with their expectations in terms of earnings, but their forecast, what they think they're going to make in terms of sales and profits in the fourth quarter, actually came in below expectations, and that stock is getting punished today because of that. So,
but aren't they notoriously conservative in those estimates? I see a lot of the technology companies, they always seem to underestimate their future growth.
Sure, and you can say that, except this time around, we saw a huge miss with Apple, right?
Yeah.
Apple is one of those companies that consistently beats. The last time they missed an earnings report was some 6 years ago. They've beaten expectations every quarter for almost for at least 6 years, and all of a sudden now they miss their analyst expectations. So, I mean, there are some technical issues for that, you know, iPhone sales that may have been deferred, that may be counted next quarter.
Yeah.
But not to confuse matters much, what you're starting to see right now is, yes, there are lowered expectations, but whether or not companies can exceed them, it's still...
Yeah.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the overview of the hot hits of the week continues at number five, the Israeli prisoner exchange that took place this past week. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to Michael Oren, who is the ambassador from Israel to the U.S., about the reasons the Israelis exchanged 1,000 terrorists for one Israeli soldier.
What was the number of actual prisoners exchanged for this one Israeli prisoner?
Exact number is 1,027, Mitch.
1,027. Explain how Israel justifies that.
Well, first of all, there's nothing particularly new about this. We go back in history to the 1967 Six-Day War. We exchanged 6,000 Arab prisoners for two Israeli pilots who had fallen into captivity. There's always been that asymmetry. We explain it in a very simple way. Israel is a democracy. We have a citizens' army. We don't have a volunteer army. There's a social contract between the people of Israel and the government of Israel. And that social contract says the people of Israel will go out and fight wars. We'll send our sons and our daughters out to fight wars. And I've had three kids in the army right now, including a daughter. We'll send them out to defend our country, but with the knowledge that if anything happens to them, if God forbid they fall captive or worse, the state will do everything in its power to bring them home and to reunite them with their families. And on the basis of that unwritten social contract, Israel has been able to defend itself and defend itself very well for the last 63 years.
Gilad Shalit, tell our audience who doesn't, if you go to Israel, everybody knows his name.
Everybody.
If you're here, they don't. Tell us who he was, who he is.
Gilad Shalit is basically the son of the Shalit family, but he's the son of everybody in Israel. And everybody knows his name, and his picture is omnipresent in Israel. When I go to Israel, I used to meet with his father, Noam Shalit. And one time we sat at a restaurant in Jerusalem. We couldn't even have a conversation because people saw him through the window and kept running into the restaurant to hug him and give him strength and saying, you know, hold on, we're going to bring our Gilad home. Mm-hmm. He's everybody's son. And that's the way we feel. We feel about Gilad Shalit that he's part of our family. And today he's been reunited not just with his father and his brother and sister, but with all of us.
But I'm sure our audience is listening saying, well, he can't possibly be the only Israeli in captivity or the only one who has suffered or is missing in action. Why did he get so much attention?
Well, he's the only one who we knew. We have several soldiers who are missing in action, some going back to the 1982 Lebanon War, and we never give up looking for them. That is our our sacred commitment to those soldiers. But we knew that Gilad Shalit was being held by Hamas. We had fair intelligence that he was alive, and therefore we were duty bound to do everything to secure his release.
All right, number four, the exotic animal case in Ohio. Here's host David Bloomquist talking to Matt Lutz, who's the sheriff of Muskingum County in Ohio, where that man killed himself after he released all those exotic wild animals.
Yeah, I know you've had a long career in law enforcement. Could you have ever envisioned, though, that you would be dealing with a scenario like this one?
No, I can't. We were familiar with Mr. Thompson. We were familiar with his farm and the animals that he was raising there and then keeping there. In the back of my mind, I thought someday, somehow, one of the animals might get loose, or we might have a cage that deteriorated where a pen of animals might get out, and we may have to deal with, three or four or five. But to have this many animals, 56 animals to deal with, and having, basically 50 of them that were out running around is it was just unbelievable.
What can you tell me right now as far as the most recent information?
Well, the most recent information, we got a pretty good, what we feel pretty confident, animal count yesterday. And I can go through some of those numbers if you'd like. We had 56 total animals on this farm. We have at this time 49 of those animals are dead. 48 had to be put down, and we have one that was killed by one of the other animals. We do have six animals that were taken to the Columbus Zoo, and they are under the care of Jack Hanna and his team up there. They are doing fine.
There you go. All right. 28 past the hour now on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License and all.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
I want to say hi to some of the people listening around the country who have commented, sounding off, if you will, about some of the issues this week through email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Janine in Phoenix, John in Selma, Texas, Susan in San Diego, Edward in Saratoga, Larry in Mesquite, Texas, Stanley in Reno, Nevada, Paul in Blue Hill, Maine, David in Ledyard, Connecticut. Thank you for listening to the countdown. The charts we're going over for the week ending October 21st, 2011, and thus far we started at number 10, which is really what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, including discussions of the World Series and what's going on thus far this season of the NFL. Troops going to Uganda, number 9. Trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is number 8 of the jobs bill from the president, number 7. Number 6, financial activities around the country and around the world. The prisoner exchange the Israelis involved themselves in, number 5, the Ohio animal case, and that's number 4. Number 3 is the killing of Gaddafi. Here's talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proffitt together talking to terrorism expert Dr. Waleed Faz about Gaddafi's death.
Just tell us your reaction to this news.
Well, that's the end of the chapter, meaning of the Gaddafi regime. He was killed in Sirte, his birthplace, while fighting the rebel forces, which have been surrounding his compound for weeks now. There will be other remnants of his forces, mostly in the south, who will continue some little sporadic fights. There could be terrorism in the future, but basically the regime has significantly changed in the sense that now you have the TNC, Transitional National Council, in control of Libya.
And what do you kind of project for Libya, this transitional government, and what direction is Libya going? How optimistic should we be that the Libya of the post-Gaddafi Libya will be significantly better placed than it was under Gaddafi?
Well, look, the Gaddafi regime has been very brutal over the past 40 years and more. He has repressed his own people. Tens of thousands of people have perished, jailed, vanished. And then he has been involved in terrorism, not just against his own people, but against foreign leaders in the region. He was involved in coup d'etat in Africa, but also in terrorism against the United States, the Pan Am tragedy against French targets. So the fact that he's gone is a good news for international stability. However, the remainder of his forces are going to try to challenge the new government. And also, however, the new government is not yet set. You have a transitional council with multiple forces. Among them, former military bureaucrats, secular people, with whom we actually coordinated the downfall of Gaddafi. Next to them, though, you have militias, lots of these militias. Some of these militias are ethnic, such as in the western part of the country, in the southern part of the country, and those are going to be claiming autonomy. This may be an issue in the future. But the bulk of the militias are Islamist, in the sense that they want to establish an Islamist state, fundamentalist. So the struggle I see coming is between the seculars on the one hand and the more fundamentalists on the other hand.
Pretty much the same thing that always happens in the Middle East, or seems to be happening, as there are these overthrows. Here's a radio man, Jim Reith, talking to Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle of New York about what she thinks may happen in Libya now that Gaddafi is dead.
What's your reaction to this, first of all?
Well, I think it's a victory for the Libyan people. I hope that it brings some peace and some solace to all the families who lost who lost family members as a result of his tyranny and his rule, including certainly the 35 Syracuse University students who were killed on Pan Am 103. But now the question becomes, what's going to happen in Libya as a result of this void? And actually, he's been out of power for a couple of months now and in hiding. But what's going to happen? I mean, we're seeing in Egypt, the concerns, the military is still ruling the country. They continue to postpone elections. So who is going to step in and fill the void in Libya? When this first began and we decided to make it a NATO mission, we had hearings in foreign affairs. And our question to the panel and to the State Department is, who are these rebels? Where do they come from, and what are their interests? And that question was not really answered for us. So that's a concern. There's always a concern of the radical Islamic who would come in, and the Muslim Brotherhood is another unknown entity. So a lot of concerns, and the question now becomes, and everyone is cheering, and rightly so, for the Libyan people, but now the question is, who's going to step in, and will that country finally be a democratic, peaceful rule?
Do you think the United States did the right thing in joining the NATO effort here, or no?
I do. You always worry and you're concerned. We are overstretched with our military, but that was a NATO mission. And I think so many of the Libyan people were being killed that we stepped in for humanitarian reasons, if for no other reasons. But like I said, I think the real question now is, what's going to happen? What is going to fill that void? Just like we're seeing in Egypt, there has been no resolution in Egypt, and we're very concerned with the military and how they've treated the civilians and how they've treated the Coptic Christians. And so it doesn't really seem to be a lot better in Egypt right now with the way things are.
And there are probably going to be a lot of other shakeouts as time goes on, it would appear. 800-510-8255. Comments on any of the items that we're reviewing here, as the top 10 are in the focus. Number 2 this week on the countdown is the Occupy movement. Here host Jordan Levy speaks to Joe Scully, who's part of Occupy Worcester, Massachusetts, about what he thinks the protests there and elsewhere are all about.
You're part of the Organized Worcester, or...
Occupy
Worcester. Joe, give me a little bit of your background. Who are you?
I was born and raised in Worcester. Studied at Fordham University. Worked in political campaigns. Now I'm a bartender and aspiring farmer.
Okay. What's this all about from your perspective?
Well, this is it seems to be a group of people coming together with the understanding that the system isn't working.
for most of the people in this country and the world. It's not working for the environment. It's not working for the 99%. And people are upset, and rightfully so.
And what do you want? What's the end game, Joe?
It's different for everybody, Jordan. We have a diverse range of views and opinions and end goals that we're looking for, and I think that that's part of our strength. Some of our critics call that a weakness, but it's different for everybody. But I think that, you know, we're moving towards building a movement that can make some change.
What change? Let's just talk about what change would you like to see happen if you had the magic wand?
Personally, Jordan, I believe that we need a revolution in this country. I think that the corporations and the political elite are working for the top 1% of this country. They're warming our planet. They've hooked us onto fossil fuels, which aren't going to be around for much longer. The economy is in a downward spiral. No coming out of it, at least in the near future. And we need a change because no single regulation, no single law, I think would be effective at upturning what is a really unjust system. And we've seen what happens when the corporations and the political elite are involved in that process. They water it down to the point where it's ineffective.
Who are the political elite?
Well, we have President Obama, for example. President Obama ran on a slate of proposals and policies, and we've seen him back away from each of those. So he ran saying that he would repeal the Bush tax cuts, for example, for the top 1% of wage earners in this country, and he didn't. He didn't do that. He extended those, and we see those on environmental regulations. We see those on social justice issues that, you know, having to go to the corporations and the big money donors to run for re-election seems to be hampering at least his ability to get things done.
All right, so the Occupy movement in the focus. A lot of people don't really understand. A lot of folks have compared this to the Tea Party, including Pat Buchanan, who talks here to radio host Bob Connors.
What do you make of this Occupy Wall Street movement?
Well, part of the Occupy Wall Street movement, I think, is similar to the Tea Party, in that there's a real sense of resentment that people made enormous sums of money, not by producing things like Steve Jobs did, but basically by trading paper and shorting bonds and this nonsense. And after they made these huge sums, they were all bailed out when it went bad, and now they're back to making more money and more bonuses. While many Americans, say 25 million, are underemployed or unemployed, and something is wrong with the system. So I think there you've got a concurrence between the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street. But I think the Occupy Wall Street, I agree with the folks that say they ought to be at least focusing half their attention on Washington, D.C., because that and Wall Street and Washington produce the problem, and middle America's paying the cost.
So there's a Pat Buchanan, sound a little old, but still has lots of things that people agree with. And maybe you do. If you agree, disagree, always you can feel like there's a home here for you on the countdown at 800-510-8255. The presidential race is number one this week, and we'll spend the rest of the hour on that. Coming up, it's 13. No, I'm sorry. It's, 16 before the hour on the countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem
of all time,
because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On the Conservative Voice,
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. Now, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The world of talk radio, the talk radio countdown show being overviewed. Number one this week, the presidential race. Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? Who are the intenders? It seems Mitt Romney is still on the top of the list, but not by much. Here, radio host Bill Manders talks to him about the differences between his health care program and the president's plan.
I want to talk about your health care program in Massachusetts and the misunderstanding that a lot of people have about it. And how you can have that program and be the governor in Massachusetts and then say that the first thing that you're going to do is get rid of Obamacare when you become president of the United States.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, which is, you know, even if Obamacare were a good bill, and it's not, but even if it were, we can't afford another $1 trillion of federal spending. That alone should tell us you got to end the thing. And then there's the fact that Obama is taking over the rights of states. States under our Constitution have the right and responsibility to care for their own populations, for their poor. And you have the president taking over that power, and it's unconstitutional. I also think it's bad medicine. Ultimately, the federal government's going to tell you what treatments you can receive. So, yeah. I think it's a bad course that he's taken. What we did in Massachusetts works for our state, and if the people there don't like it, they can always change it. That's the great thing about a state plan as opposed to a federal plan.
What part of that bill in Massachusetts do you not like right now?
Oh, there are a lot of things in the Massachusetts plan, which I vetoed when the bill was created, and then the legislature overrode my veto.
Right.
I didn't have many Republicans there. One is that they make sure that every insurance policy is chock full of all sorts of benefits, and in some cases, people don't want all those benefits. They want a lower price policy with fewer benefits. But the legislature mandates all these coverages, they call them, and I think that was a mistake. I think people should be able to choose what they want. I also think they should be able to purchase a plan out of state if that's the course that they'd like to take. So there are a number of things that I'd change if I could be there. And one thing I'd do is make sure that anybody who gets insurance has to pay something for it. No free care given out by government.
It's always better when you have to give something, isn't it?
Yeah, if you don't give anything, I'm afraid you don't value it. And, we had a plan that said if someone needs help buying insurance, we'd help them do it. but everybody had to pay something towards their premium. Well, the new folks that took over, they said, no, the poor people shouldn't have to pay anything. I think that's a mistake. I think everybody should pay something.
All right, so there's Mitt Romney. One of the most controversial things is the way that his, it's called Romney Care versus Obamacare. And you notice in all the debates that people are trying to take pot shots. He's pretty good at explaining it, though, as he was there. More on the presidential race, number one this week on the countdown, coming right up.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we continue with the number one item this week on the countdown, the presidential race. Here's host John Williams with political analyst Devin Henry. Let's try that again. Devin Henry, about the way the candidates went after each other this past week.
You think that was a pretty good debate?
Yeah, it was. It was the first time they've really gotten, you know, right in each other's faces for a while here. They've had I think this is like their eighth debate of the year and their sixth debate in like 5 weeks or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And it's gotten a little bit old listening to the talking points at this point, so they really just sort of took the gloves off and went at each other. It was great.
I'm still kind of torn between thinking it's great theater and maybe there's something to be said about who they are and extrapolate from that. Would they be a good president, too? This is just silly. You know, I'm not exactly – and I kind of go back and forth, Devin.
Well, sure. I mean, I think that there were a couple moments where I had tweeted this, that maybe Anderson Cooper – could have jumped in a little bit and stopped the bickering at certain points. There was at one point early in the debate where I think there were three candidates talking over each other for about 30 seconds, which was it didn't really help very much. But you know, it's at the point where they are in this nomination process.
But I thought Anderson handled that perfectly because really I want to see how they all do. I I get your point and I totally understand it. If we for instance were actually thinking that we were going to get a solution to what they were saying, then I'd say, hey, be quiet. I got to hear the answer to the question. But I think the process itself is the answer. Almost how they behave, to me, is what you get from a debate like that, you know?
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, the clip you just played between Romney and Perry, though, that sort of epitomizes their relationship at this point. They don't like each other, and they're going to do everything they can, really, at this point to discredit the other one. So.
But I also think, I'll just drill down a little bit, on that particular issue, Romney has the goods. Perry's trying to pin something on him and make it more than it is. You know, I think if you're going to attack, and you guys are going to just drop the gloves and have at it, then you'd better believe that you can win this point. And I don't think Rick Perry had the goods on that particular story. Granted, Romney did hire a landscaping firm that did use illegal aliens, and when he found out about that, he told them, I'll give you one more chance, but don't do it again. They came back a while later. They still had illegal aliens, and then he fired them for good. I don't know what you're supposed to make about immigration policy based on that, but at least it seems to me like Romney behaved in a reasonable manner.
Well, and you could see from that and from a lot of other things that have happened over the past couple of months here that Mitt Romney is battle-tested from 2008. He's sort of been practicing up for this presidential run
since
2008.
True. Yeah,
He's ready to go on whatever issue the other candidates are going to try and use against him. I think he's got a retort, and I think he's ready to go from here on out. I think he knows what he's trying to say, and he's going to say it.
All right, here's the Texas host Jeff Bolton with political analyst Cal Gilson about Mr. Perry and if he can salvage his campaign.
I think right now, in order to regain that momentum, what I'm seeing from Perry is the obvious desire to hit some home runs. He wants to step up and be Nelly Cruz as he was in the ALCS and just pounding the ball out of the park. But doing that, suggesting a flat tax, I think is an extraordinary risk for him, and yet that's apparently what he's going to do next week.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he needs to be proceeding very systematically and almost with a lower profile than he had in the first 3 or 4 weeks after his announcement of his candidacy. He's still got to put a campaign together. He's got to get really good policy people, fundraisers, you know, forward planners who can make sure events go off the way he wants them to. But I think he's been almost too predictable so far for a Texas governor to come out with an energy plan as core of his economic program. Expand your horizons a little bit. Get out there and try to figure out something broader than drill, drill, drill. And to come out with a flat tax. Now, there are lots of variations on flat tax, and we haven't heard the details yet. But again, it's one of those sort of harken back to the Reagan years, something people have been talking about literally for decades. On energy independence, we've been talking about that since Nixon, and very few voters believe that drilling more domestically is going to lead to energy independence. Similarly, with the flat tax, we've been talking about it at least since the early 80s and maybe before.
Cal, as he takes that risk, Romney is obviously trying to hang on. What does he have to do to establish any legitimate bona fides with conservatives that thus far, even after all of these debates, still refuse to push his numbers forward?
Yeah, he can't break through 25% in most of the polling, but I think his strategy is to stay more toward the middle, not to contest over there with Santorum and Gingrich and Perry and Bachman for the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. But as long as he's running ahead or very near the top, to stay a little bit more toward the middle, a general election strategy, talk about Obama if at all possible, and ignore the local competition within the Republican primary.
There you have it, your overview of the top 10 hits in talk radio for the week. I'm Doug Steffen.